My question is, without it sounding like predatory, where and how can we find high value women? And just quickly, I'd add that after I posted this, I've had a couple of replies. I think Santi, Moustache Man, replied to it, and he gave the advice of leveling up and getting to that point yourself. So I guess a way to reframe it is, how can we find women that aren't necessarily at that like level 10 high value, but are on that path, just as we're on that path to that level?
Good question. Where have you tried so far?
Well, to be fair, my situation is a bit difficult because I go to an all boys school.
You
So
don't
where
want
I'm
to
where I typically like meet girls would be parties, and obviously like that's not necessarily like the type of girl I'm looking for. And I've tried a couple of cold approaches at the gym, and that sort of just feels like it's a bit sporadic. Like you have to get lucky because they'll be in the gym, but they could easily be like going out that night. So yeah, just wondering if you had any advice on that.
Okay. So you've already got a decent amount of experience. You said you've been to parties and stuff, and that's where you can get some girls. And you've also tried some cold approaches in the gym, and it's sporadic. That's a very good way to define it. Is it's the volume and the quantity is not really there. And then when you do actually meet those girls, then it's still you're still rolling the dice because if they're in the gym, that is quite nice. But the truth is, like, a lot of like potty girls still sometimes go to the gym. A lot of like brain dead girls and guys still go to the gym. So you're trying to figure out which environment to go in. How old are you, Dennis?
I'm 18. I'm in my
18.
last year of school. Yeah.
You want to know what I would do if I could go back and be 18 again?
Please, yeah.
I would reframe my mind and I would no longer think about finding women. What I would do, I would develop myself in a way that it would be impossible for good women not to find me. What I've realized over the past few months is the best women actually find the men that they want, and it's not the other way around. It seems like it should be because the lowest tier men, no offense to us, but the lowest tier men and the lowest tier women, the men chase the women, and we go up, we speak to her in the club and we speak to her in the party and we cold approach and stuff. This isn't how the most healthy, secure, and like wife quality women are dating. Because if they were, then they wouldn't be wife quality, right? If any guy could, any chump could go over and speak to her, then she wouldn't be that high quality. What I've realized is like these women, they genuinely seem, it's like they're invisible. It's like the game render setting doesn't render them just yet. And what we need to do is we need to hit this certain level of the game first, and then suddenly these women spawn like NPCs, but they're not actually NPCs. And then it's like they've got this enchantment where they're lured in by you, and they'll go where you go. They'll look at you across the gym. They'll message you first on Instagram randomly. They'll make it very obvious. So I know this sounds like a very clickbait, like cliche, but there is so much value in the advice of like focus on yourself, ruthlessly improve yourself to become the kind of like ideal husband for the kind of woman that you want, what she's looking for. And essentially that, if you want the shortcut to this, which I think a lot of guys will value, if you want to know what kind of man these high quality women are attracted to, it's their fathers. So think to yourself right now, the father of a woman who's intelligent, who probably either doesn't have social media because she's that like strange but based, and or maybe she's got 300 followers and it's a private account. She wears modest clothing. She's maybe still a virgin, or maybe she's had like one boyfriend before this. She's pretty much never been to like some kind of adult party before. She's got amazing values. She delays gratification. She's not materialistic. She's very wholesome. She spends her best friend is her sister. Her second best friend is her dog, and her third best friend is like her Muslim friend who wears a hijab or something, right? What is her father like? The values and character that her father has is what she's going to be attracted to in a man, and especially relating to what me and Dylan spoke about, the way that her father acts in terms of love to her is what she's going to want in a man. So attracting these women isn't actually that difficult. Be attractive, be a little bit confident, have some, you know, things going about you, be ambitious, achieve some goals. Okay, sweet. There's the thing. Attracting women isn't the hard thing. It's loving them in a way which actually cultivates a good relationship, but even before that, which makes her love you back. These women, if we assume that they are as high quality as we think they are used to having a secure, consistent, long-term, respectful love from their father, and that's what they will look for in the man that they're interested in. These women will not be attracted to games. These women will not be attracted to the guy who doesn't reply in a while, because they've never experienced that with male love before. Her father's always at home. Her father always comes home at 6:30 and picks her up and gives her a big kiss on the cheek, and he's consistent, and that eases her anxieties. And so when one of us, who've been following fucking, you know, the red pill shit for a while, and, you know, we've been dating these girls from the club and stuff, so we're used to getting those type of girls. When one of us thinks, like, yeah, you know, I'm going to make her wait a little bit before we text her, she's actually not going to be attracted to that, because she's never experienced that kind of love before. So there's the two steps. It's one, improve yourself and keep doing what you're doing. Stay on self-improvement, keep making money, keep going to the gym. Awesome. Keep developing yourself. And two, just remember that she's attracted to the love that her father gave her. And if she is high quality, then naturally her father isn't going to be a degenerate. Her father's going to give her consistent, secure love.
I'd ask, how can you, like, prevent yourself from, I guess, getting disillusioned if you're trying to develop yourself? You see it as, like, a leveling up process, which I'm like, you've used as an analogy, like, a few times. Like, it's a bit like, in my opinion, the flaw in first man's thinking of just, like, don't speak to women and just grind is that when you do reach that point, like, it's not healthy, in my opinion, to not speak to women or not interact with them. Because if even when you do reach that point, potentially it won't feel natural, or you won't have developed your skills. Or how would you advise yourself to, like, not lose track of it in that journey, I guess?
You said it would feel unnatural to not speak to women. Would you define that as speaking? By that, do you mean ending up, like, dating them and having experiences? Or would you mean literally, like, autistically, no, I won't speak to any females out there?
To be fair, I think a more, like, naive person could probably take first man's advice as that. Literally just, like, no woman. But for me, like, it's difficult, because if you're trying to get to that point where you're attracting these type of women, it's only logically makes sense that along that path you won't be able to attract those women, so that if you do want to attract women, they won't be that type of woman. So do you try and attract those women along the way, or you wait, or do you practice your skills on these women, like, without objectifying them, but knowing that, like, you want to get here in the end. You don't want to settle for that.
Fantastic question. Do you get practice with women before you find, or before you're high enough level to actually get the women that you want? Well, let me ask you something, Dennis. Let's say you've got a basketball competition coming up. Do you practice football for it?
No.
Why would you practice with lower tier girls on the way to the level of woman that you want? It's a different sport altogether. And that compounds, especially when it's with the degenerates. Because let me tell you something, and for a lot of the guys here, you know, a lot of the guys, because everyone's on self-improvement, everyone's been watching, like, first man kind of vibes of, oh wait, should I just improve myself, or should I keep speaking to women and get some experience? Let me tell you, from someone who got the experience, right? Because I didn't hold off, right? I fully indulged in this. I spent years of my life getting the experience that most guys would love to go and, you know, get that experience, right? It's one of the worst things I possibly could have done for my relationship. because the experience that you can quickly go and get when you're young and you're not at that level is often with women who are degenerates, and so you become a degenerate because they're the ones that you can get experience with. So you start going to these parties, so you start using Tinder, so you start going to clubs and, you know, like day game and stuff, and you end up getting with girls who are lower quality and they're on the same level as you. And so you start to practice and build up this muscle memory of how to attract degenerate women, and they're all attracted to a very different kind of guy than the secure, healthy women are attracted to. So the experience that I got, which a lot of guys want, which maybe you want a little bit, trust me when I say I've had to unlearn that experience, and it's fucking hard. It feels like a full-time job to unlearn it, because I've got the muscle memory now. I know how to sleep with like a degen girl extremely quickly, and there'd be a lot of guys who are impressed by that. But after a while, it's like stinky club pussy doesn't really keep hitting the same. After a while, you start wanting something a bit deeper, and you don't want to just settle for this level of like this random girl from Tinder that you literally don't give a shit about. So I'm good at like, you practice for that. I can easily sleep with her. If a girl comes meets me from Tinder, I will sleep with her tonight. It's not hard now because I've done it like probably close to 100 times now. So I've practiced for that. But now when I go meet a woman who's actually got like good qualities, I fuck it up. I fucked it up for so long because if I don't sleep with her on the first day, then it's weird. Then I'm not, I don't know what the fuck's going on there, okay? She must not like me, and then, you know, I'm getting anxious or something. So it's that analogy, man. You want to play basketball. Let's say basketball is the high quality woman that you actually want, right? That's the kind of woman who you could get into a long-term relationship with, if that is your goal, and she could potentially have your children. And she'd be an awesome girl who actually, your life becomes better when you have her, which of course should be the fucking baseline of what we look for in a girl, right? It's more than just this monkey level of like, oh, I've got to ejaculate. So if you want that kind of girl, she's the basketball game. Why are we playing football? Pick the ball up and shoot it, bro.
What do you think of the idea that there potentially could be, as I said at the start, there could be girls at the same stage as us, and you could both be level three, and you can both symbiotically level up at the same time? What do you think of that?
Certainly. No matter what level of girl you get with, every one of us is going to want to level up with her, right? Even though, let's say you meet like the perfect girl, right? It's not like you'd meet her and then both of us would spend all day watching Netflix and watching porn and playing video games, right? So no matter what girl we get with, whether she's a degenerate or not, it's like we're going to level up with her. We're on our self-improvement. We're going to hope she is. We're going to encourage her. We're going to get her into the gym, training glutes. We're going to get her meditating and stuff. Of course we are, right? So you're just asking like, okay, well, what if we get with her right now? And this is the thing, right? If you can meet a woman who is so high quality, she is beautiful, she's got an amazing personality, she's got really good character, humility, acceptance, accountability, good family, non-degenerate sexual past, things like that, right? If you meet a woman who's genuinely wife quality right now, then you don't wait, right? The idea of waiting is that because you probably can't get her. But this goes for everyone. It's like, you don't wait when you've got the ideal thing in front of you, because the idea is that you wait for that ideal thing. But if you end up, like some guys do, you know, just the nature of like high school and stuff, like some guys meet a woman who's genuinely really high quality, who's wife quality at like age 17, 18. And it's like, yeah, we'll get with her. That's fucking sick. Congratulations. That's awesome. The idea is why you wait is if right now you're not really discovering that kind of woman. If right now it's like you haven't got to the level where you can, like, they've spawned on the earth for you just yet. They're all just like just waiting. You need to get to like level 10 and that's when they spawn like NPCs. So if right now you're not seeing them, like, you tell me, Dennis, are you seeing those kind of girls around? Are they taking interest in you?
I wouldn't say so, no.
Respect for being honest. Because I didn't see that till I was like literally 24 or 25 years old. So I had a lot of work to do. So up until then, it's like, think about it. You can grow at a pace of 5 out of 10 and enjoy practicing. Let's be honest, it's not practice. We just want some pleasure with some degenerate girls on the way. Or you could grow at a pace of 10 out of 10 and not have the pleasure of the degenerate women.
Mm.
What would it be?
Second option. I love how these like concepts, like, you can attribute them to any field. But it's the same thing, like, it, like you discussed before with Thomas, I think it was, like, don't wait for this one day that you're financially free. And it applies to women, it applies to gym and stuff like that. Like, yeah, sick.
Yeah. 18 years old and thinking this deep, man, that's impressive.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I know it's a cliche answer, but focusing on your goals relentlessly and specifically just not being distracted by girls who aren't up to your standards. That's the way that I would do it. If I was you right now, Dennis, and for the young guys here, I'd have it with this level of confidence of, like, you meet a girl, you know, you see her and you aggressively say it in your mind, like literally say it in your mind. Nah, she doesn't meet my standard. Don't be rude to her. Don't say it to her or anything, but just say it to yourself, because it, you know, it's so easy for you to think like, oh, but you know, it's just one nut. Like, you know, I can go meet her and stuff. Oh, you know, it's 9 p.m. I've been working hard. But like, these things genuinely compound. And if your future, like the woman that you want, is as high quality as you think she is, she's going to be hurt every time you do this. And truthfully, every time you do go and take that day off to go spend it specifically with like a degenerate girl, every single time you do that, your future wife's quality goes down. Every single time you go spend a few days, like, or you know, 10 hours getting ready for the club or going out to parties and sleeping with some random girl. Again, who, if she's like wife quality, okay, that's different, but we're talking about girls you can quickly just get right now on Tinder and stuff. Just, this is how I would see, if I could go back, every degenerate woman you sleep with lowers your future wife's attractiveness by 5%. In all ways.
You think so?
Genuinely. Now, you can counteract this. Let's say you sleep with a bunch of girls and you become really, really successful and, you know, you're really high character, sweet. But the thing is, if you were going to become that successful and really high character, like, you should have been able to get one of the best women in the entire planet.